been in business, you've been in business. When we talked here about a $5 million back loan, bank loan, $3 million in pledges and $2 million in future pledges. As a businessman, I could never go to the bank with that kind of, and get a loan. The criteria just doesn't fit. Bob Hale brought a lawsuit all the way up to the Supreme Court, and it was based on the Constitution saying that government cannot give any money out to any private or private group or a private person. I was up at the oral argument at the Supreme Court, and they come out with their opinion on that was, they actually rewrote the Constitution. As we all know, nobody can change the Constitution but the people's vote. Anyway, the Supreme Law added in a line and said, if their strings are attached, it's not considered a gift. But that's what happens with these ambiguous laws that are put out there, and then the Supreme Court actually changed that law by adding in that little line. So I'm just saying how out of hand government can get, and I caution you to be careful.
When we bid a bridge project or something, we are confident the money is on the table. We may not have it in cash at the time, but it is backed by the state or something. We do have verification that it's coming. This project is a little different because it's pledges. It's kind of hard to compare the two to give you an answer.
My question is, are you satisfied with what's been presented so far? Are you satisfied that criteria has been met to put forth the first $50,000? Or
quite obvious I am not, or I wouldn't have voted against it. But I can only speak for me.
I guess.
Well, right at the moment, Jack, we haven't given them the money. Until we get that request, I guess I really can't answer your question.
But,
so,
excuse me, what do you expect? Or what are you going to require, like as Cindy said, contingent upon money being in place? What are you going to use to determine that? It looks to me like at this point we're just wanging here. We don't have any concrete plan as to what has to be met before these monies can go forward.
What would you like to see?
First of all, a $5 million loan. Has that loan been granted?
That would probably be something we'd ask anyway. Yep.
That would be what the first question I ask. Is that loan in place, and are these pledges collectible? Say somebody wants to withdraw the pledge. How binding are the pledges? What if they withdraw the pledges? If they withdraw the pledges, the $5 million loan has lost its collateral. If that was the case, we could all go into a bank and say, well, I got a pledge, or I got a guess that I'm going to get this much money or that. The banker, I would think, would require more substantial collateral than simply a pledge. The loan itself, based on pledges, to me is highly questionable.
If the bank chooses to give them a loan,
that's their business. And I understand that, but from your perspective, I would demand that that loan be in place. If that loan isn't in place, I would say the money shouldn't go forward from this commission.
If that loan's not in place, the whole project's not going forward.
But you don't know that. You have to make those demands if it's contingent upon the money being in place.
Well, exactly. But as Mike said, they haven't asked us for any money. When they come, these are the things that I've been involved in long enough to know that when Jennifer has come for money for Wimbledon or Litchfield, she shows us exactly what's in place. I'm assuming, and she's sitting here, so she's hearing it, that will be the same. She's never come without showing us who's put what in and what's in place that I can recall.
Are you going to insist that loan be in place?
I guess we can. I don't believe there'll be a project if that loan's not in place. So
that's what I'm thinking also.
If there's no project, they don't need our $50,000. You know, it's kind of the domino effect.
But if you're going to put forth the $50,000 without sufficient evidence that the monies are in place...
But three of us have told you we're not going to. We will want to know that the money's in place.
But that's the point. My point, what are you going to seek to prove to yourselves that the money's in place?
By whatever Jennifer shows us at the time when they do the request.
Are you going to be satisfied with that information?
We don't know what that information is yet, Jack. So
until
we get
it.
The request and see it, and then we're going to ask the questions. I mean, she's hearing it all here, so she's hearing your questions. So I'm going to guess she's going to come with that information when that time arises. Will there be questions asked? Absolutely. That's why when we made the motion and we made it for year after year so we can ask these questions.